So Pastor Appreciation Day, 2 Corinthians 9:13, as a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. Pastor, I hope I get through this without crying because I am so grateful to you. You are preparing us as much as you can to be ready to meet him in the air. And that's so important. That's very important. So God bless you, Pastor Bill. Happy birthday, Pastor Bill. 70 years old in 2 days and still going strong. Amen. So we're going to take a moment right now to sing happy birthday so it's recorded. Okay, so
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Pastor Bill.
Happy birthday.
And many more. We want, yes, amen. We want you to live to be 99 and have a long white beard, glory to God. Like the men of old. Or the old men. So let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. And I know because he is my husband. I have known him from day one. He absolutely labors in the word and doctrine. He does his best. Oh my gosh. He has sown his life so much to the word and to get the word. I remember in our early days, we were living on Terrell, and in the closet, in one of the rooms, he would use it as his little office. He had a rinky-dink little desk. We were very modest living in those days. And he would crawl into the closet, put a pillow on the floor, and just pray and intercede in the dark. And he would do that very often. And so he has labored in the word and doctrine, amen. And verse 18, and the laborer is worthy of his wages, amen. Pretty much meaning that God will take care of the man of God. Obey those who rule over you. And it's not a ruling people, you've married, you've unmarried, you've done this, you've done that. That's not our job, is to police your life. Our job is to help you. And to rule is spiritual, you know, where we have to lay down the doctrine. You know, we can't have a church where everybody comes in with their own opinion. We got to follow doctrine in the word. And so that's what it means, where we rule over you in word and doctrine. So obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. And that's what we're doing, people. One day we're going to stand before God, and I want to look at you in your face and make sure that we did everything we could to help you, to love you, to bless you, to pray for you, to encourage you. Let them do so. Let those who rule over you, let them do so with joy and not with grief. For that would be unprofitable for you. And the thing is that there will come a day when we'll give an account for you guys, too. You know, there are people that have been stellar. They just flow and they just, you know, they're just that kind of person. And there are people that we have to keep pushing and pulling. But it's okay. All we care is that you make it. Amen. Glory to God. What makes a good spiritual leader? An honest and pure relationship with God whom he serves. I know the many experiences that he's had with God himself. I know how supernatural it has been for him. I know that God took him when he was 16 years old, and his life is supernatural. Pastor Bill's life is a supernatural life. He lives in the natural. He gets tired like all of us. He's taking a few naps now a day, but it's okay. But spiritually, he knows God and has a very close relationship with him. Really, a long time ago, God told me, he said, Bill is my son, my boy, and he loves him that way. Isaiah 43:10. Bill, you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work and who will reverse it? So the relationship that the calling that God put on Bill really truly is that of a witness to God. The power of God, the love of God, the faithfulness of God, the not quitting part of God that he'll never quit. So Exodus 31:3, and I have filled him, Bill, with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Workmanship means ministry and deputyship. That means that he's to watch over the flock. That means occasionally if the little flock gets, the little sheep gets away, we bring you right back. We want to keep you following the Lord in that fold. But that's what the Lord, Pastor, God gave me all these scriptures for you. Some of them I've never even seen. So he has filled you with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and all for the manner of ministry. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. God has enlightened your spirit, Bill, to see God in a very raw form. God has shown you him as a pillar of fire. He has shown you himself in so many ways. And he's enlightened your eyes, Bill, so that you can bring that part of God to us. Faithfulness. Isn't he handsome? Faithfulness. The first thing is he is faithful. God has not called me to be successful. He called me to be faithful. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled, empowered, increased in strength me, because he counted me faithful. That means sure, trustworthy, and true. And you are that to God, Bill. Putting me into the ministry. God counted Bill faithful to put him in the ministry. We've never even called ourselves anything. We're not like, oh, I occupy this ministry, or we just serve God. You know, if the title comes, it comes. But God put him in the ministry. And because of him and being his helpmeet, I also went into the ministry. Now our children are following God steadily. It's awesome. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land. Please listen to the scripture. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect, integrous, and truthful way, he shall serve me. I can't tell you how many times Bill has kept his integrity with God when there was decisions to be made. You know, even should we continue in ministry? Should we continue here? Should we move somewhere else? Should we start another church? Where do we live? How do we live? All of these things. And Bill has walked before God in integrity and truth. And there was a time when I really wanted a house. I would beg him for a house. We had moved several times. And I said, the children need a stable place. And he said, I don't think that I can promise you that, Eva. If it happens, glory to God. But if it doesn't, you are free to go. He said, I've got to serve God and I've got to follow God. He put everything on the line, his family, his career, his future. Thank God that God brought him into this job that he has, but at the end of the day, Bill puts everything on the line. He won't cross the line. They know at work that he's a pastor, the majority of his fellow workers. Reverent fear of God is the key to faithfulness in any situation. When we fear the Lord, we're going to absolutely be faithful to him, faithful to what we know. Amen. I know nothing which I would choose to have as the subject of my ambition for life, than to be kept faithful to my God till death. Let's make that declaration. I'm going to be faithful to God till death. Amen. Till our last breath. What's going to be your last word coming out of your mouth on your deathbed? Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Or Lord, I love you. I've never left you. You've never left me. I'm coming home. Amen. Faithfulness to God requires your obedience, and even when it's difficult. Oh my gosh, again, putting everything on the altar for God, making decisions. I can't tell you how many times things were very difficult for us. I remember one time we needed to pay our rent on Terrell. These were the early days. And we had a Bible study at the time, and we put a little basket, and people would, you know, contribute what they wanted. And I remember that day we needed to come up with our rent money, and we opened up the little basket, and there was $26 in there. And, you know, it was difficult for us, but we never strayed. We kept going. We were faithful. And I'm so glad, people. God makes it up to you. Believe me, He does. Has character and integrity. Again, it's almost frightening to live with a person like him, because I can't tell you how many times he'll say, nope, that's not God. No matter how good it looks, that's not God. Pat's like that. She puts everything on the line. Nope, that's not God. I'm not going that way. And it's beautiful to be able to say that I have integrity and character. Amen? Praise God. Psalm 78, 72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart. And Bill puts everything on the line when he teaches you guys. He's not coming up with messages. You know how many pastors we know, people, that have like a bunch of messages, and they recycle them. The same message, they teach it over and over again. Bill will never do that. Even if it's the same topic, let's say of faith, he'll approach it from a different angle to keep you a very well-rounded perspective on things. So, praise God. With the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. And you know, it's not too bad when you can say a lot of people have been with us for 30 and 35 years. After that time, you get to know people. You get to know who they are. You get to know us. Amen. And I do want to take a second, thank you, Holy Spirit, to thank you guys. You have been stellar as people that have followed this ministry, because as humbling as it was for Bill and I, we grew up right before your eyes. You accepted us. You went on the journey with us as we all continue to grow up and mature. And I'm so grateful. I made mistakes. We didn't really know anything about ministry. We begged God to go into ministry school. He never let us. He would always just stay quiet. And Bill, we knew. It's like, wow, he's not sent. We were ready to go to Oklahoma to Kenneth Hagin's ministry school. And he never let us go because he wanted to form us. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 27. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His spiritual children are blessed after him. Because our pastor walks in integrity with God, you're blessed. And many a times when we've prayed for you and God's moved and you've gotten miracles and all of that, that's because we have a pastor who walks in integrity. God's able to flow a lot easier. Titus 2:7, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. And that's our pastor. He really is, guys. He's human. He's a little vessel for the glory of God, the anointing of God, but his humanity is obvious, like ours all are. But from the core of his heart, he's incorruptible. You can't corrupt him. He can't sway. He won't sway. He will walk away from everything than to violate his heart. 4, maintains a good example and testimony before God and man. I love this picture. Look at Mona and John. All of you guys, it's a beautiful picture. And, you know, he has been a good example and a testimony for us. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 55:4. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Bill is worthy because his testimony prevails. He's been proven. You know, he's been forged in the fire of affliction. He's been forced by the Spirit of God. And, you know, we got to encourage him to keep going. He is 70 in 2 days, and it gets a little hard, like you would imagine. Amen. He has 2 full careers. So a little encouragement here and there, support, you know, pray for him. Pray for us. Amen. That we continue strong. We love you. I'm ready to be 99 and still trying to help you or call you or pray you. I will never stop being there for you guys, as pastor is the same. Hebrews 13:7, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Thank God. Thank God we can pass that little test, because faith is everything to us. We're teaching it to you. We're teaching you how to walk in it on the level that we do. Amen. But imitate his example of walking by faith. Honestly, people, if I were to tell you all the miracles that we see, that we've seen in this ministry, it would take forever. I mean, not forever, maybe a week, 24/7. We've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miracles, you know, and that's an example that you can say, yeah, they walk in the power of God. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 22:1, this is so your pastor, again, putting things on the line. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. He's always opted, always opted. I would rather have a good name, be known to be integrous. You know, Pastor Bill is not like the funnest guy. He's not the most outgoing guy. He isn't. He's an introvert. I'm sorry, Bill. But got to balance this. But he has a good name. He has a good name. You know, when your children are grown and they still ask for prayer here and there, I don't know if you noticed, but Brian is here. Yes. He's a grown man. He's changed every way. Oh, my gosh. Okay, praise God. So a good name and the favor of God is what he wants. Amen. Whatever else happens in his life, Bill, I would liken him to John the Baptist. He would wear camel's hair and eat locusts if he had to. He would. And he would be out in the wilderness crying out the name of the Lord. But he probably will take his truck. He loves his truck. Can you imagine Pastor Bill in his truck and camel hair? Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself. That means disown yourself. I don't know if you know that, but we're supposed to be doing that. Disown ourselves and take up his cross daily and follow me. This is the life of Pastor Bill. He has disowned, you know, when we were going to college, they were trying to groom us to go into the Board of Education. They said, you guys are stellar. Bill spoke Spanish. He was a white guy. They needed that kind of person in there. I loved the children. We did escuelita together at UCI, all kinds of things. And we walked away from that. God had other plans. We were going to go really high up in the educational system, but God said, no, you're mine. And he took us. Amen. And he put everything, he takes up his cross daily and continues to serve God. No matter where we are, whether one day swords isn't anymore, which in Jesus' name that'll never happen. But if it does, we will be writing books. We will be seeking to help some other church. We will be doing the work of God, taking up our cross daily. Mm-hmm. This is the last one, being led by the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Romans 8:14. I've shared with you a few testimonies over the years of how God would speak to pastor with someone especially that he didn't know, and God would give him a word about that person, and it nailed their situation, and God was able to help them. You know, when we moved to our church, when we've moved our churches, whatever we've done, Bill always seeks the Lord's approval and his favor in the situation. Psalms 143:10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Psalms 31:3, for you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. John 16:13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So the Spirit of God, when Bill got filled with the Holy Spirit, it was a very, very supernatural experience for him. Later on, he spoke in tongues, but when he got filled with the Holy Spirit, it was a real empowering, a real enabling. And, you know, Bill's never had a father in his life. He doesn't know who his dad was. But God took him. God took him very young. And he said, you know what? I'll be your father. I will guide you, son. I will be here for you. Every boy needs his father, you know. And this is what God did. And then started investing in him, the Spirit of God, the doctrine, the Word of God, the enlightening of the Word of God in his life. Pastor Bill, may the reward of the Lord continue to be on you for your faithfulness. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. 2 Samuel 20, and you've been faithful, Bill. You've been faithful. You were faithful when we had 5 people that would show up. You've never stopped. On Wednesday nights, it's harder for people to show up. And sometimes we'd have 5 people there. Sometimes we'd have 12 people. And you never skipped a beat. And I would say, baby, how can we get more people on Wednesday night? Because that's when he teaches the real meat. And he would say, baby, don't worry about it. We're just going to keep going. That's his motto. We're just going to keep going. Amen? Praise God. 2 Samuel 22:21. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. And he wrote a book on righteousness, people. You should read that book. We gave it to a minister friend of ours, and he got on the airplane and started reading it. And from the airplane, he texted Bill and he said, Bill, I have never read a more beautiful book than this. When he finished it, he texted him again. He said, Bill, you just changed. Basically, he said, you just changed my life. This book is amazing. So righteousness is very much, he's like kind of picked up the baton from Paul, because Paul, the apostle, called righteousness the meat of the gospel. That's what Paul would concentrate on, was righteousness. And now pastor is along those lines as well as Paul, teaching about righteousness, living a righteous life. So the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. And God has been good to our pastor. Oh my gosh. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Don't depart from God. Stay close to God. This is not a time, people, for us to depart from God. Let's look at our leader. Let's look at our pastor and how he refuses to depart from God. You know, God is someone that we know is very loving and very precious. But the time will come, people, when he will have to be just. He has to be just, you know. And so we want to stay close to him. We just want to walk with God. Let God be a part of our lives. And that's an example that Bill, if anything, is that he's never departed from God. Even in like twice maybe, that we weren't in ministry, we never departed from God. He'd still go and study at coffee shops like he was still teaching and preaching. It didn't matter. He was never going to depart from God. Say that with me, please. I will never depart from God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. And may you end well in this lifetime through him who loves you, Pastor Bill. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. It's not quite there yet. He has a few laps to go. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Oh, look at that. More than a few. What's wrong with you? More than a few. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Let's keep the faith till the end, till the very end. Let's keep the faith. Amen. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Isn't that a beautiful scripture, people? We get a crown of righteousness, because we looked forward to his appearing. That's why we ought not to be afraid of the rapture. Be excited that it's going to happen. Amen? Because it is our reward for following him. It's not something awful or wrong or evil. It's a reward. Amen? Praise God. And may you end well in this lifetime. Revelations 3:8. I put your name in here, Pastor. Bill, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. And people have tried, but no one can shut it. For you have a little strength. And to me, when he said this to me, it was like, our church isn't 10,000 strong. In that respect, in the natural, you might look at it and say, well, this church isn't all that. No. That's not how God sees it. You know, if God's smart, and if Jesus wanted us to have, I mean, if he came to set the example for us, and he would have had easily a church of like 50,000 right away because of everything he was doing. But he kept to the 12 so he could really teach them. So that's how we are. We're about quality, not quantity. We want to invest whatever we can into you. And we're not moved by numbers. I tell you, there's been many times he would fast and pray and intercede and be in that little closet room. And he'd come out and there'd be 3 people. There'd be 5 people. You don't despair. Those people are hungry. They were there to receive. Amen. And so he would comfort that himself in that, is that these people are here. I'm okay. So glory to God. And no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make them of Satan's synagogue, people that, you know, are up to no good, come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, Bill. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I believe, Pastor, that God told me that this is a promise to you. He's not going to let you perish with whatever's coming down the pipeline. And that is so precious to me. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, Bill, that no one may take your crown. If you overcome, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and you shall go out no more. I know this is a promise to you, Pastor. I will write on you the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God, and I will write on you my new name. You're one of God's special people, Pastor. So, with just a short message, let me see what time it is. Oh.